to inflation. The overwhelming consensus is going to pop up a little bit and then go back down. No one's talking about this great, great deal. So, again, if it turns out that what I've done so far, what we've done so far, is a mistake, it's going to show.
No, because f*** you, America, for making me pay, or for making me work four f***ing jobs, four jobs, while I'm in college in rural f***ing Tennessee, and I can barely pay my own rent, and I...
Listening to Biden speak, you would think we're entering an economic golden age. Obviously, that's not true. But just how bad will the job market get? And when will there be a recession? We're going to discuss that, how the government is manipulating the data, and how this is going to affect the 2024 election in November. So the first thing to note, how Democrats faked a job boom. Approximately 1 in 2 new jobs just created are government-funded jobs, either directly or indirectly. A lot were official government jobs hired, and there were also health jobs that are paid for by Medicaid. So 1 in 2 of these new jobs created are paid for by taxpayers, and that's not even the most ridiculous part. Wait till you see who these jobs are going to, the other half of jobs. It's purely insane. You've got states like New York. They're spending billions and billions on hiring healthcare workers as boomers are retiring. More people are retiring. They need healthcare. These are artificial jobs. The private sector is where innovation and real economic growth comes from. It is not from these healthcare government-sponsored jobs. And here we have, let's just debunk this new headline that they have, the Democrats, from the job report. They're saying, oh, 272,000 new jobs in May. Oh, well, if you dive deeper past the headline, you see that employment actually fell by 625,000 jobs. Meanwhile, part-time jobs rose by 286,000 jobs. Unemployment is up to 4.0%. That's the highest it's been in a while and over 2 years now. So how strong could this labor market be with all of those part-time jobs? And USA Today, they're liberal-leaning, and they're forced to admit that a record number of Americans are working part-time more than ever. In December, 22 million Americans chose to work part-time, an all-time high. Now, some of these people are doing it out of luxury, but the vast majority are doing it out of necessity. Now, when I say luxury, they could be retired, they want something to do with their time, or they're a gig worker and they want extra money or they need extra money. Most people working part-time jobs, it's in addition to their normal job to keep up with inflation because the buying power of the dollar has decreased by 1/5, 20% since Biden has been in office. So if you think about that, 22 million Americans working part-time, that's ridiculous. You shouldn't need that many part-time jobs. People should be fulfilled in their full-time role with their salaries, but that's Bidenomics for you. Here we have an investor, Michael Lebowitz, saying, this is the worst, best jobs report I've ever seen, being sarcastic. Household survey, negative 408,000. Establishment says 272,000. Full-time, again, 625,000 lost, 286,000 part-time added. Here's the most shocking part. Native-born Americans, if you were born a natural U.S. citizen, 663,000 jobs lost. Foreigners, many of these, most of these illegal aliens, 414,000 jobs added. They're replacing our jobs with illegal aliens. Now, some liberals will argue that they're doing the fruit picking. They're doing the jobs Americans don't want. If the wages weren't cut so low by these illegal immigrants, they'll live 6, 7, 8 in a house. So they'll accept really low wages. Maybe Americans would do those jobs if there were fairer wages and illegals wouldn't stealing the jobs. So Biden is literally replacing American workers with illegal aliens. And just to visualize, this really started in just right after the election. And when Biden came in, you see the red here is the illegals, the foreign-born. Now, some of these people have green cards, but most are illegal immigrants. And look at that, just the foreign-born, how many more jobs they're getting versus the American-born. It's staying the same. We're literally being replaced by the Biden administration in our jobs. It's disgusting. And here's a more shocking part. These numbers aren't even necessarily true. If you look back over the past 7 months or the last year, the initial report, it was wrong. Every single time they overestimated how many new jobs there were, and that affected the stock market, and the stock market went up. But then they secretly or silently, and these numbers are available, but they didn't announce it, they changed their report and said, oh, I'm sorry, we're wrong. We actually didn't add that many jobs. If you look at February of last year, they were wrong on 63,000 jobs. They've been wrong total on 340,000 jobs. It's like propaganda. And 35% in January, just this January, 124,000 fewer employment gains they had to revise down by a full 35%. So when you're looking at these headlines, Biden is trying to make it to Election Day, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, how that's going to affect Election Day. So they're burying the lead, what's really going on, with a fluffy headline that sounds good. Now, here is an interesting comment from Global Markets Investor. U.S. economy lost 192,000 jobs if we look back at Q3 2023. In the last 30 years, such a drop in employment has happened only in recessions. Meanwhile, monthly non-farm payroll jobs were likely overstated in 2023 by 30,000 jobs, according to Bloomberg. So we're getting in recession territory. The layoffs are getting worse, and the hiring is really slowing down. So the BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they are so afraid to report real numbers, they're going to reduce their sample size of their survey. They're saying it's because of budget restraints or constraints. But really, we've got people coming in the southern border staying in four-star hotels. What budget constraints are there? If we can afford that, why can't we afford to do economic data? It's insanity and it's propaganda to make you not think about how bad the economy is. They tell you to ignore your eyes, ignore your ears, listen to the talking head on television in the nice suit in the $5 million studio instead of looking at your bank account when you go to the store and get groceries. It's ridiculous. And this is even more shocking here. The private sector, their hiring has never been this low in the month of May. They had announced they had planned to hire 4,320 in the private sector. Now, this is a survey from a private company, but it's supposed to extrapolate all of the hiring. And that amount, that's the lowest total since December 23, and that was 3,022 hires then. And that's way less than it was just the 2014. It hasn't been this bad since 2014 when we were still slowly recovering from 2008. What a shame. And here is the bottom line. What this means for the election. Consumers are worried about the labor market as high interest rates take toll. Now, the Fed, they want to get inflation under control, so they're going to probably not cut the interest rates before Election Day. They're only meeting two or three more times before Election Day. And with those high interest rates, it costs more money to borrow. The credit card interest rates are higher. Home loans, if somebody can afford to get in a new home, car loans, everything is more expensive. So This is the period in time when voters are having a pattern. They're establishing a pattern in their mind of who do I want to vote for? And shockingly to me, the economy is outweighing abortion. Abortion, the left is so obsessed over aborting babies. I thought that abortion would be a bigger issue than the economy, but actually people say that Biden will hurt the economy worse than Trump would do to harm abortion rights. And I'm pro-life. I don't like abortion, but this is how big of an issue the economy is. And I think that Americans are going to say, hey, the economy's so bad. We remember Trump. It's an A-B split test. Not often have you had both presidents in the past. They're going to compare their time under Trump to their time under Biden. They're going to say, hey, my investments were doing a lot better under Trump. And they're going to re-elect Donald Trump. He will be the 45th and the 47th president of these United States. Hey, if you enjoyed this video, check out this video up here about what NATO is doing and how we could be closer to World War III than ever thanks to Biden's weak foreign leadership.